the death of a loved one, a hope that has faded, a relationship that is broken, a trust betrayed, a dream that has died, heartbreak over the massacre of children, grieving, mourning, questioning, seeking, aching. We each carry something with us into this place this evening, some feeling, some emotion, some experience. And we do so at a time when the messages we receive on TV and in the papers and on the internet, the places where we go to work and settings where we meet with friends, indeed, even in the church. This is a time of joy. This is a time to celebrate. Engage in happy things. Be happy. And it can leave us wondering, is there space for me now in this season? The answer, if we listen to the words of Scripture, if we listen to the words of Isaiah, is yes. Yes. The verses we read tonight come from the portion of the book known as 2 Isaiah, written during the period of the exile in Babylon, a time when people mourned the loss of a homeland, a way of life, of the things they knew, of all that was familiar. They grieved. And in that moment, at that time, the prophet came forth with a word. And it wasn't one of despair. It was one of hope. It wasn't one of anger, but it was one of affirmation. And yet this word of hope and affirmation was grounded in reality. The vision that is offered here is audacious. Those first words, perhaps you recognize them better in the King James Version. Comfort ye, my people, saith your Lord. The prophet imagines that God is saying this to the heavenly court. This is the charge that the Creator of the universe has issued. Go forth and comfort my people. Be with them. Hold them. And the prophet wants the people to know that this offer of comfort, this promise of comfort, comes from a God who is faithful and steadfast. From a God who will always, always be there. When people may have questioned God's fidelity, the prophet said, no. He is there. And we gathering here on this solstice Friday, on this dark night, do so in anticipation of the birth of our Lord. And it is in that moment in that arrival of God in the person of Jesus, that we can see this promise coming true. God comes to us, Emmanuel, to offer us comfort. He comes to you and to me who have gathered here this evening, bringing our pain and our sorrow, our loss, our questions. You and I who come here making ourselves vulnerable by acknowledging these feelings and experiences and emotions. And how does he come? Not as a mighty warrior, not as an all-powerful king. No, he comes to us as an infant, helpless, dependent, utterly, holy, vulnerable. God knows what we live. God has lived it. God knows what we experience because God has experienced it. The moment of despair, the moment of hopelessness, the moment of abandonment. God knows it. And God is with us in those moments. That is when God is especially attentive to us, walking with us and holding us and bearing us up. This is one of the most meaningful services of the year for me. And yet I often find it difficult to preach this night. Because while on any occasion when I'm preaching, I want to say something substantive and meaningful, it is at this service that I feel a special call to do so. Empty platitudes, vacuous promises of comfort are not what we need. We need to know that these promises are true and tangible. And so it was earlier today, as I was driving from Hanover to Lebanon, with the lowering, rain-soaked sky behind me, that I caught a glimpse of the most cliched manifestation of God's commitment to us in the rearview mirror. A bold, stunning rainbow. And as I drove down the road towards the blue sky, I kept catching visions in the mirror. So I pulled into the parking lot of the Shell station and I got out of my car. And I saw the arc spreading across the sky. And I knew that I was looking at water and light. I was witnessing optics at work. I knew it was ephemeral, it would pass away. And yet I also recalled God's covenant that God established with his people. And I knew that even though the rainbow would pass away and that surely clouds would return with rain, which they did, God's promise to be with us would endure. God's commitment to you and to me, to love us, to hold us, and to comfort us, would be as true today, here in the Upper Valley, as it was more than 2,500 years ago in Babylon. Comfort ye, my people, says your God. God's comfort. We can count on it.